Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, May 13th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know. It's National Apple Pie Day. Brave a fork and celebrate a dessert with roots dating back to the Middle Ages. From Dutch apple tartan to French tart tatin, apple pie has seen numerous variations across Europe. Brought to the American colonies in the 17th century, apple pie has become a cherished symbol of American cuisine and a timeless comfort food. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's partly cloudy and feels like 47 degrees with 5 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:57 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:23. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day with a high near 67 and wind of 6 to 10 mph. Tonight, a slight chance of showers. Mostly cloudy with a low around 52. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be just before 10 a.m. with a high tide at 4:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 54 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be partly sunny and warm with a high near 74 degrees. Showers are likely Tuesday night and continue into Wednesday. Wednesday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 66. The chance of rain continues Wednesday night, mainly before 9 p.m. Thursday will be partly sunny with a chance of showers before 3 p.m. and a high near 65. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston City Councilor Ed Flynn has officially stated that he will not be running for mayor in 2025, quashing any speculation to the contrary. Despite his increased public presence and significant campaign funds, Flynn emphasizes his contentment with his current role on the city council. His decision comes amid interactions with local business owners and maintains his commitment to serving his constituents effectively without seeking higher office. This announcement leaves the potential mayoral race open, with current Mayor Michelle Wu likely to seek re-election. Now on to sports. The Atlanta Hawks secured the number one pick in the 2024 NBA draft lottery, overcoming long odds with just a 3% chance of winning. This victory marks the first time in their history that the Hawks have landed the top draft pick. With this advantageous position, Atlanta is now primed to make significant moves that could reshape their team, potentially easing the process of restructuring their roster, including a possible trade involving star player Trae Young. The upcoming draft presents an opportunity for the Hawks to select a cornerstone player who could anchor the franchise for years to come. In local sports, the Red Sox at home beat the Nationals 3-2. And the Bruins at home lost to the Panthers 3-2. Florida now leads the series 3-1. And tonight, the Red Sox are at home to take on the Rays to start a 4-game series. And the Celtics are on the road in Cleveland to take on the Cavs for Game 4. In top news, Prime Day, initiated by Amazon in 2015, has evolved beyond a mere sales event to become a significant cultural phenomenon, influencing both consumer behavior and the retail sector at large. This event capitalizes on current consumer trends towards value-driven purchases, intensified by ongoing economic uncertainties and inflationary pressures. The success of Prime Day prompts other retailers to offer similar bargains, creating a ripple effect across the entire retail landscape, effectively transforming July into a major shopping season. This shift not only drives sales, but also allows retailers to clear old inventory in preparation for the holiday season, highlighting how Prime Day has reshaped both consumer expectations and retail strategies. In business news, the Biden administration is set to announce a drastic increase in tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles, raising the current 25% rate to 100%. This move is part of a broader strategy to protect American manufacturers of clean energy products, including batteries and solar cells, from cheaper Chinese imports. The decision is a response to concerns over the competitive edge Chinese EVs have due to lower costs and government subsidies, which threaten the viability of American automakers. Critics argue that such high tariffs might hinder the adoption of EVs in the U.S. by keeping more affordable options out of the market, potentially slowing progress on emission reductions. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over 61,000. Ethereum is 2,900. And Solana is $141. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. In a serendipitous discovery, a father-daughter duo, Tim and young Henley Wallach, stumbled upon a 152-year-old shipwreck while fishing in Wisconsin. This historical artifact, identified as the George L. Newman, has direct ties to the infamous Great Peshtigo Fire of 1871. The vessel, engulfed in dense smoke from the fire, ran aground and was later abandoned. This find not only adds a piece to Wisconsin's maritime history, but also serves as a tangible link to America's deadliest wildfire, emphasizing the interconnectedness of historical events and natural disasters. And in entertainment news, Janet Maslin, a venerable American film critic, revisits the expansive career of director Ron Howard, uncovering layers of depth and mastery in his filmmaking. Having initially underestimated Howard during his early acting days and directorial debut, Maslin acknowledges her oversight as she now recognizes his evolved craft. From his portrayal in The Shootist alongside cinema legends to directing critically acclaimed films like Apollo 13 and the poignant Hillbilly Elegy, Howard's work ethic and inventive storytelling shine through. His film, 13 Lives, lauded as one of the best American films of 2022, exemplifies his skill in creating gripping narratives without unnecessary embellishments. Through Maslin's reflection, Howard emerges not just as the nice figure from his acting career, but as a formidable and thoughtful filmmaker whose contributions to cinema are both significant and enduring. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the great director, producer, and writer, Ron Howard. And Ron said, "I used to feel that I had to be dictatorial in order to be respected. But after I did a couple of TV movies, I began to see that authority came with the job. So I began to relax and let more people into the process, and my work really improved. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.